Sophia Amoruso never intended to create a $100 million fashion empire. Her journey from high school dropout to founder of Nasty Gal defies conventional business wisdom and proves success doesn't require following anyone's rules. What makes her story compelling isn't just the rags-to-riches narrative, but her unapologetic embrace of her outsider status. In a world that celebrates polished business school graduates, she carved her own path through determination, intuition, and hustle. Starting with nothing but a small eBay vintage clothing store in 2006, she transformed a side hustle into one of America's fastest-growing retailers. Her philosophy? When you don't fit in, you're forced to create your own place in the world, and that's what being a hashtag girlboss is all about. A hashtag girlboss takes control of her life, accepts responsibility for her actions, and fights relentlessly for what she wants. She breaks rules on her own terms, knows where she's going while having fun, and values honesty over perfection. Amoruso built Nasty Gal without prestigious education, family connections, or adult guidance. She was, regularly, the bad example in school and life. But her message isn't about mimicking her specific journey. Don't look up to me as your role model, she insists. Be your own idol. The hashtag girlboss mentality means abandoning anything holding you back and racing toward the extraordinary life you've imagined. Amoruso illustrates this with her red string theory childhood memory. She ran across a playground with a simple red string, telling everyone it was a kite. Soon, all the kids had red strings trailing behind them. When you believe in yourself, other people will believe in you too. This simple yet powerful metaphor shows how confidence and conviction can transform perception, both yours and others. Nasty Gal began when Amoruso needed health insurance. After taking an ID checking job at an art school, she discovered vintage sellers on MySpace and started her own shop, naming it after funk singer Bette Davis. Working from a pool house, Amoruso built her business systematically. She photographed models against a blue garage door, handled customer service herself, and developed a keen eye for valuable vintage pieces, once flipping two $800 Chanel jackets for $3,000. She unintentionally created a styling service alongside selling clothes, helping customers build confidence through fashion. When the eBay vintage community turned hostile, she stayed focused and launched NastyGalVintage.com in 2008. The site's inventory sold out on its first day, setting the stage for the company's future success. Amoruso cycled through countless short-lived jobs before 18, from Subway sandwich artist to bookstore clerk to dry cleaner. This job hopping wasn't aimless. It helped her understand what she wanted and didn't want in work. She gravitated toward unchallenging positions that barely engaged her mind, ultimately landing at a campus safety job where she could browse MySpace all day. Her biggest flaw was chronic lateness. She consistently prioritized her personal time over punctuality, showing a lack of investment. Everything changed with Nasty Gal. Her days flew by because she was genuinely engaged, not watching the clock. Unless you're powered by spite, it's impossible to succeed doing something you hate. Though she struggled in school and was diagnosed with depression and ADD, she knew her unhappiness wasn't chemical. She simply needed a different path. Her message? Don't let academic struggles diminish your worth. Your talents may lie elsewhere. Amoruso spent her early years lost in anti-capitalist ideology. At 17, as her parents divorced, she embraced an alternative lifestyle: veganism, hitchhiking, and dumpster diving. She lived with minimal possessions, dated a guy in a treehouse, and furnished her spaces with sidewalk finds and stolen goods. To survive, she shoplifted books from corporate stores and sold them online, rationalizing that she wasn't hurting individuals. Getting caught at 20 trying to steal a George Foreman grill became her wake-up call. After paying a fine, she realized she was sabotaging her potential. This experience forced her to reconsider her stance. She began to see that comfort wasn't the enemy of creativity, but rather created space for growth. The black and white world of my teens gave way to a gray area I now call home, she reflects. She learned to follow essential rules while challenging conventional ones, a philosophy that would later define her business approach. Amoruso found success by focusing on process over wealth. Though initially skeptical of money, she learned it represents freedom. Good finances prevent you from getting stuck in situations you hate. Early mistakes shaped her financial wisdom. At 19, her credit was ruined by missing a $28 Victoria's Secret bill. This forced Nasty Gal to be profitable immediately, as credit wasn't available. Following her father's cash is king motto, she accumulated nearly $1 million by 2010. She's straightforward about money, from thrift store haggling to investor talks. You don't get what you don't ask for. She advocates spending as investment, not entertainment. Amoruso dismisses luck, believing success is earned rather than given. I don't buy luck, but I do buy magic. Not mystical, but the kind created through deliberate thoughts and actions. Like attracts like. You get back what you put out, she says. Every choice shaped her success. Magical thinking is the alchemy that projects you into the life you want, but only when paired with action. Fortune favors those who get shit done. Amoruso embraced her outsider status, applying this fluid mindset to Nasty Gal's development. In 7 years, she transformed from unemployed to scrutinized role model, though she often felt like an imposter managing 200 employees. Initially keeping business contacts at arm's length, she later realized, "I belonged anywhere I wanted to be, whether boardrooms or business class." Running Nasty Gal became her education, teaching her to ask questions freely and embrace authenticity. Nasty Gal is anti-fashion because we let girls choose what fashion means to them, she explains. The world doesn't need another boring brand. Embrace what makes you different. Alter your clothes all you want, but never alter your inner freak. She describes chaos magic as believing that beliefs shape reality. We choose what and how we believe, and these beliefs become tools. It's like the red string of my imaginary kite. If you believe something, others will too. This isn't mere confidence, but unshakable self-belief that endures challenges. Approaching everything with intention affects outcomes, she explains. She learned this with competitors. Obsessing over them is counterproductive. Focus on positive things and more positive things happen. But remember, it's not luck, it's magic you made yourself. Your path to success isn't about following others' blueprints, it's about embracing your unique strengths. Being naive can be an advantage, letting you believe in yourself when others don't. The world belongs to those bold enough to rewrite rules while knowing which ones matter. Create your own definition of success.